10:38. Dean Richards rocking and rolling you on a Sunday morning, baby. WGN. That is, of course, Pinball Wizard from The Who. Part of The Who's Tommy, which will be performed as part of the 2022-2023 season at the Goodman Theater, just announced by Artistic Director Robert Falls, who joins us on the phone line right now. Look at you bringing the rock and roll to the Goodman Theater, my friend.
Well, I'm having an utter acid flashback right now.
I know. I want to go tie-dye something right now.
Oh, yes. 1969. I was a high school student in the suburbs of Chicago, so I remember the original album, of course, and the Broadway production from the early 1990s remains one of the great experiences of my theatrical life as a viewer.
Yeah, and now to be part of, sadly, what will be your final season as the artistic director at the Goodman is going to be just amazing. Before we talk about this new season, can I just talk about what's going on at the Goodman right now?
Oh, I would love you to talk about what's at the Goodman right now.
I cannot praise enough Sean Hayes and the whole cast, the production crew, everybody, of Goodnight Oscar, the story about the legendary Oscar Levant that Sean Hayes most certainly will win a Tony Award for when it moves on to New York. He is spectacular in it, but this show, you must have thought that this was going to be quite amazing to put on at the Goodman, but did it even exceed your expectations?
Oh, by far, Dean, by far. You know, this is a project we've been working on for almost 4 years. Was probably the first time I read the play. It was about 3.5 when I met Sean. Doug Hayes, the brilliant author of the piece, I've known for a long time. He did our musical War Paint a couple of years ago with Patti LuPone, and before that he won a Pulitzer and a Tony Award for a brilliant play called I Am My Own Wife. And, you know, we were worried initially, well, who is going to know, first of all, who Oscar Levant was? Would anybody care? And, you know, they were just doing brilliant work from the beginning, and then we got it in front of that first audience. And I just think that seeing Sean transform himself from the television persona that we know so well and completely become someone else, in this case, the remarkable Oscar Levant, well, the reaction of an audience and the true ability to move them both to tears and hysterical laughter was really kind of overwhelming. We all looked at each other and went, wow, we really did. We knew we liked it, but we didn't really know how special it was going to be and how it was going to really affect an audience.
Yeah, well, I think it's the writing. I mean, Sean is amazing, absolutely amazing in this, as is the rest of the cast who we had on the show last week. But I think it's the material itself that is about mental health. It's about the kind of cancel culture. It's about comedy, the censorship of comedy. It's about other things all centered around Oscar Levant, which makes it so relatable.
Well, that's, as you said, you know, Doug is a remarkable. He's one of the great American playwrights. And it is amazing just how, as you just said, he was able to weave through things that are going on in popular culture, as you said, just things that are headline worthy about the current culture we live in, about reality TV, about, you know, how do we present celebrity, how do we treat celebrity, you know, as you said, mental illness, but also genius and brilliance. And he just knows his stuff, boy. He just knows how to, as I said, just blend these different tones into something really, really special.
Yeah, I don't know if tickets are still available for the show or not, but it has been extended now till April 24th.
It's going, you know, I have to say, it's one of the just real glories of this moment is that obviously people want to get back out. You know, they're now more than venturing out into the world after the past couple of years. And, you know, our friend Chris Jones at the Tribune said the most wonderful thing. He said, you know, this is probably the best reason to get back into the loop. Yep. And we've extended. It's been selling out, but there are tickets available if people want to call or go online And we have added performances through April 24th. So we hope people will snap those up before they're gone.
Yeah, do not miss that show. I'm telling you, it's just one of the best that we've had in town for a long time. And the timelines, Relentless, has moved over to the Goodman now as well and is playing there through the month of April.
That is another phenomenal play that probably has received as wonderful reviews as I've seen in the city in a long time. It's with our friends Timeline. It's one of the outstanding off-loop theaters that has just been doing brilliant work for well over a decade. And this is a new play. It's about a family. It's set in a really unique time of the Black Victorian America of the early 20th century. It's about two sisters, and again, audiences have just loved it. It played a very successful run, and the fact that we were able to move it to the Goodman, we're just thrilled by.
Yeah, a lot of good stuff going on there. And this new season that you've announced, the 2022-2023 season, your final as the artistic director there. I still can't believe that's happening. I'm feeling like you're gonna any day you're gonna say April Fools, and you know the whole thing's gonna
be. Yeah, but you know, Dean, I as I said to you the last time we talked about this, I'm stepping down really from the administrative duties of running the theater after 35 years. But I don't plan on using that R retirement word and play golf in Arizona. Although I may play a game of golf in Arizona, but I'm going to be directing, as you saw and everybody sees, two plays in the upcoming season beginning in the fall. And I hope whoever that new artistic director is coming in will want to have me around, because I'm going to be directing plays here in town and around the country for quite a while. So it's not like I'm disappearing.
Yeah. Talk about some of the highlights for this upcoming season.
Well, you know, I think you just sort of nailed the very first one, which is a piece we've been talking about for a long time, The Who's Tommy, in what's going to be a major revival. Let me tell you, this is one of the, if I've got to go out, I've got to go out with a bang, because Pete Townsend and The Who have been heroes of mine, as I said, since I was a kid. And Pete Townsend's going to be here in Chicago, in town, with his collaborator, Des McAniff, who co-wrote the musical version with him and is directing it. And while it was this enormous hit in the early 90s, they're really looking at it again. They are going to be completely reconsidering the production, looking at it in a fresh way, reorchestrating it musically. And again, it's a piece about celebrity. You know, it's a piece, again, about trauma and culture.
Yeah.
It's an epic story, of course. And, you know, it's going to be something exciting. You know, we're also opening the season with just a fantastic play by the Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Lynn Nottage, a comedy called Clydes, which just closed on Broadway to fantastic response. And this will be the first production outside of Broadway. And we've had a long relationship with Lynn. She won a Pulitzer Prize for a play called Ruined at the Goodman, and we presented another four or five of her work. So I think it's going to be a great way to start the season. And you know, humbly, I'm looking forward to what I think will be two terrific productions.
Yeah.
So I'm working with two great writers. So that's going to be exciting.
I also, and again, this is 2023, January 28th to the February 26th of 2023. But the story of the first woman to play professional baseball is going to be produced there as well, right?
Well, Toni Stone is a major figure that has sort of been kind of, you know, shoved away a little bit, but you know, in the 40s, she was the first woman to play professional baseball. And she came out of originally the Negro League, but then moved into the rest of professional baseball in the world. And it's just a sensational story, both a personal story and again a story of our culture and the way we've changed. And that's written by Lydia Diamond, again, who's a nationally acclaimed writer. She lives here in Chicago. It's been produced in other places around the country very successfully, so we're greatly looking forward to that.
Yeah, there's so much more on the schedule, including the 45th annual production of A Christmas Carol, a tradition here in Chicago. You can get more at goodmantheater.org, theater spelled with R-E, goodmantheater.org, to get more information. And if you can, before it leaves here, April 24th, Sean Hayes and Goodnight Oscar, I'm telling you, you will not see better theater. It's just amazing. Bob, thank you for taking a couple of minutes to join us this morning. We look forward to seeing you soon, my friend. Thank you.
As always, a pleasure. Thanks so much, and have a great rest of your Sunday.